Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. I'd like to just make a couple of announcements, and that is that on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. for the next 7 weeks, we have what we call small groups, and it's really wonderful. It's taking place at our Synergy School of Tomorrow, and everyone is welcomed. It's 2810 South US Highway 1, just north of Edwards on US 1. And what we do is we start off with praise and worship at 6:30, and then we have food, full dinner, and that's for everyone, the whole family. Then we have youth group, children's group, a group on revelation and the end times, a group on growing in God's kingdom, and then a group for men and a group for women. And this is all in order to get us closer to God and get a greater understanding of God and what He does. And so we'd love you to come. If you feel up to it, please join us. And then on Wednesdays at 7 p.m., we are teaching on the end times. And you can either come in person or watch it online. That's traditionworshipcenter.com or on YouTube or Facebook. And that is for Tradition Worship Center. And so you could watch us or join us personally and get to understand the times and the seasons. You do realize that there's a rapture and a tribulation, two different events, one precedes the other, and the first one will let you know when the second one's going to come and how long it's going to last. Oh yes, you can know that. So come and join us on a Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. It's very casual. There are snacks, and come and meet people, get together, and enjoy yourselves. God bless you as we continue from yesterday's teaching with my precious wife, Dr. Donlin Curry.
We'll go to Timothy 1:4. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times... Okay, is that what we're talking about? I promise you, Pastor, we'll be here next week, and you're going to love it. I feel like the Lord wants you to have this, though. I really do, even if I'm stepping into it. Because this, he's saying it right here, expressively says, in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Please don't be fooled to say, oh, it's just going to be that church. No. This, even the elect would be deceived. You've got to ask God to begin to open your eyes concerning the supernatural situations, happenings. You've got to get it, whether you see it with your spiritual eyes or you see it with your regular eyes. I don't know what Elijah's servant saw. Did he actually see it in the natural or did he see it in the spiritual? It didn't matter. It was exposed. God will expose to you who's with you, and God will expose who's against you. Because Jesus said you can't have it both ways. It's either people are for you or against you. And lip service doesn't count. You can't just be saying yes, amen, the loudest, or, you know, to be seen. Have you ever seen someone come to, have you ever been in a Bible study and someone start taking over? They just start taking over. They seem so spiritual. But did you feel like, wow, that guy just took over? That's unsubmissive, usurping. I don't care how much you know. You don't do that. That's out of protocol. That's not the Holy Spirit. That's you. And maybe a spirit operating in you of division. Because his best tactic is to divide and conquer. Isn't it? A house divided. Begin to, hath God said about that pastor or your group leader? Hath God said? That's how Satan talks. You better say, get thee behind me when someone comes and starts trying to split you or make you think about somebody in an off way. Wait a minute. That's how the devil operates. And doesn't Jesus look at the Pharisees and say, you, sir, are of your father, the devil. Wow. So not everybody in the church, not every doctrine, you got to be able to discern what spirit. How did Jesus know? It was revealed to him that he was of the Father. His father was the devil. Those Pharisees were serving the devil. Agents of the devil. Speaking doctrines of demons. And everybody's coming going, this is great. Just because they say this is great doesn't make it great. Just because anybody says they're a prophet doesn't make them a prophet. Just because they say they're a Christian does not make them a Christian. We need this in latter times. It's going to get rough. Let me just read this. We'll read the end time thing. Beware of false prophets who come in to you as sheep's wearing sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. That means a sheep can't tell. How does it get in there? Wearing a sheep, because it looks, feels, smells, talks, acts like a sheep. Or they, because if it was a wolf, all everybody would go, wolf, and we'd all, you know, get the pitchforks and we would, no. These are plants sent into your business, into your arena of where you operate and have dominion. People to try to befriend you. You have no business being friends with. Maybe you got to work with them, but I'm telling you, you got to cut it off. Once you get that discernment, it needs to be business as usual and professional and stay away and actually be praying for their salvation. Turn them off, because I'm just telling you, he says they'll get their deeds. They will get their just punishment. These people who try to push their doctrine of divination and getting in, especially in the household of faith, trying to steal sheep. That's the goal. Take the sheep out. Take the youth out. That's why we got to be so careful what your kids are watching. I was watching YouTube. I wanted to see something, and it was something called evil, because I was watching Supernatural, right? So the commercials, I guess, go with whatever, you know, you can't skip it. I couldn't believe what I was seeing coming on the screen. I could not believe what I was seeing in 5 seconds, whatever it was, evil. So this is what people or kids are watching? Dear God, help us. We need discernment over our children. You can't go, oh, well, that's just, hey, you know what? Especially if we're training up their spirit, training up a child, training up my spirit. Hey, you know what? That's just pretend and this is real. Who's going to stand against a devil that they think is pretend, number one? How are you going to stand? Who's going to, and how about they embrace it because it's so like, you know, modern and, you know, the church is boring. And this is like supernatural, like it's not even, it's movies. It's deception. How are you going to stand against the devil if you don't even believe it's real? The kids today don't even know. They're like, I'm not even sure Jesus is real. The devil is real. They don't know about heaven. They're not sure about hell. No, it's real. And as I read this, he says, beware for end times, latter times. And this is the gospel of the kingdom, which will be preached in all the world and as witnesses to all the nations and to the end, then the end will come. Therefore, you will see abomination of desolation spoken by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place. Then I'm telling you, we're going up in the rapture. I'm just telling you, okay? Because you have to discern who he's speaking and what context he's speaking in. We talked about that last week, the difference between Noah and Lot. There is a difference. Okay, let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him on the housetops not go down taking anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back and get his clothes. But woe to who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray for those that their flight might not be during the winter or on a Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Now, the elect's sake in this context, you do know there's going to be the Jews also, right? They're going to come. They're going to come into their own place. It's going to happen. And if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it, for the false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive. It's not going to just be on TV, people. They're going to have something. Okay? It's going to be undeniable. And there lies the problem right there, because the church needs to rise up with the supernatural. And the discernment needs to be taught, talked about, and taught to this next generation. If possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look here in the desert, do not go. Look here in the inner rooms. Do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the man be, coming of the Son of Man be. For whatever wherever those carcasses are, there the eagle will be gathered together. The coming of the Son of Man, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give light. The stars will fall from heaven. This thing is going to get brutal, absolutely brutal. the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear, okay, in the heavens, and on the, and the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now, you do understand he's going to come back for his saints. He's not touching down. He's coming back for, at Armageddon. He's touching down, okay? And he will send his angels and a great sound of trumpet. By the way, not just being able to see in the spirit, I hear in the spirit. As a psalmist, I hear in the spirit. And they will gather together his elect from the four winds and one end of heaven to the, from one end of heaven to the other. So these things are coming. Right now, we should be speaking about it, talking about it, the second coming, the, even then the third coming. He's coming again, not just. He's coming for us. We're going to meet him in the twinkling of an eye. He's going to come back, and there's going to be the Armageddon. We come back with him after the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. You don't want to be here in Revelation 6. That's the tribulation. That's the wrath of the Lamb. That's not for, he's not pouring that on us. That's not for his children. We're going with him. We're going with him. Now, you've got to settle that. I just feel like I'm talking to somebody tonight. It's not Mickey Mouse. It is absolutely, positively real. And that is what Pastor was saying separates the Bible from every other book is the prophecy, the content prophecy that's already come to pass. 30% of the Bible is prophetic. And when you start looking at those statistics, it's mind-boggling. What is already, the probability, it's impossible for even what's already happened and everything he said has happened. Exactly. So that tells logically that what is about to happen is also going to happen how he said it was going to happen. Don't be deceived. Don't be afraid. But you need to be ready. We need to be ready. I'm not going to go and store up cans, and I may buy some extra rice because it's hard to get food right now if there's a shortage, but that's not the end. We're not going to be in bunkers, and that's not for us, saints. God came to give us a Zoe life, and he said, pray that you're worthy of that escape. Escape what? Escape that wrath. That's not for his children. You ask your father for a bread, he's not going to give you a snake. God's not a good daddy. He's going to take care of his own, like a mother hen over her chicks. He's the breasty one. That's why he calls himself that. He comes and we go under the safety, the protection. As the days of Noah is referring to the ark. Jesus is a foreshadow of that safety in him, that ark. We're saved from the destruction. Amen? I'm going to just pray for you right now in his last moments. And if you just put your heart on activation, the Bible says to covet the best gifts. So of course we want the gift of faith. I want the gift of Samson to come on me, and I want to be able to take out 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. Sure, I'd love that. But what I feel tonight God's saying is to covet this. It's not talked about frequently, and it's even misunderstood, and just as if it was just, you know, a sixth sense or something. No, God, we're asking, we're coveting the best gifts. God, just like Elijah prayed, open my eyes. Open our eyes, God. The man of God prayed that his servant would see. The invisible realm would become visible to those eyes. God, the supernatural eyes of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask you that we would covet the best gifts, Lord, that these gifts would come upon us, Lord, as needed, as you will. We are open, God. We're not closed.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida, invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.